The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple, on demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
People always ask me, what is the difference between life in America and life overseas and life in Europe, life in Ireland? There are many reasons. There are many differences. You know, America is a constitutional republic. Europe and Ireland is a democracy. In America, rights are with the people and government is to protect those rights. In Europe, government gives those rights. I want to share two stories with you that just highlight the fundamental difference between what your founders wanted and what is happening in Europe and what you will become if you continue on this path, regardless of who's in charge, whether it's Republicans or Democrats. Two stories from Great Britain that prove to you and just highlight how government is always the answer. It's never the problem. Government is always the answer. And government will always interfere in your life. It will always find new and creative ways. And secondly, it will prove to you that you are not a sovereign being like you are in America. You are subject to the ownership of the government. And overnight, rules can change. First story is, I'm sure you've heard this, but the Western world has a major problem. It's a huge problem. It's a problem of great concern. We're all getting fat. We're all obese. Now, I admit that, you know, someone like me is not the person to deliver this message to you. But in Great Britain, they're seeing all these charts like Britain is getting smaller and fatter. And, you know, the Britain is less, you know, is falling further and further behind in fatness standards and obese standards than its colleagues in Europe. And, well, the government must do something. Now, if you think of obesity and as someone who is overweight and is trying to change that, I don't look to the government to solve that. I don't look at the government kind of going, hey, government, Mr. Politician, I'm overweight. Please help me save myself from myself. Please just pass a law to help me get skinny. No, I need to work. I work out in the gym. I've changed my diet. It's a long and grueling process. No law will change that. Well, Britain has said, yeah, no, let's not do that. Let's just pass a new law. And what they've done is they've passed laws that have enforced businesses to act a certain way. So what they have now is if you go into a fast food outlet where you get food, or, you know, these ready meals, I'm sure you have them over there, you know, different place where you go and you get a ready meal and you put it in the microwave and you have it for lunch. Well, those meals are now subject to new laws. And those laws are, if it's a breakfast, if it's deemed breakfast, it has to be under 400 calories. Or if it's lunch or dinner, it has to be under 600. See? Problem solved. Just a government bill. I'm guessing Britain will no longer be obese. It's going to be all solved. Won't work. Because you have to talk to people about their habits. But it isn't the government's job to do this. It's people to wake up for themselves. People to take responsibility for themselves. Or people, those closest to you, kind of going, look, dude, you're putting on too much weight. We need to have a conversation. We need to have an intervention. Second story, and this is even more frightening. So you guess you have it over there. I'm not sure what it's called, but over here we have an organ donor's card. I'm a member where if I die, there's an organ donor's card in my wallet, and I donate certain parts of my body that are deemed healthy that could potentially save another person's life. You know, you have things like your heart, your kidneys, your liver, your eyes, different things. In England, it's the same way. You fill in this organ donor's card, and you know, it's known on the system. If you die, you're an organ donor, or if it's in your will, you can put it in case it's not on the register, that, you know, John is an organ donor, and he wants to donate his organs. It's, some people have it as a legacy, you know, that they continue living on. Other people just do it because they're Christian and they want to help other people. Or some people just want to do it because they want to help other people. Overnight in the United Kingdom, it went from having to opt in, where you had to say, hey, I want to be an organ donor and this is what I want to donate, to you have to opt out. The reason being for this is they came up with all these researches because Britain is under socialized medicine, it's under the NHS, and they came out with these numbers that if they did this opt-out, whereas everyone was overnight made a donor, organ donor, unless they opted out, they would get an extra 100 donors a year. and this would save about 200 lives. And they came out with this other great stat that they heard that about 1,000 patients die every year. Now, if these figures are true, because they're government-run figures, I'm sure they're not. I'm sure they are true. I'm sure they're not exaggerated. But let's just say they are true. You have two choices. One, you can actually go to the people and say, look, we have a problem in Great Britain right now. The problem is this. We have 1,000 patients dying every year from one reason. We don't have enough organs. What we're asking people to do is go sign up to be an organ donor. If you die and you donate your organs, you could potentially save several lives. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? That would be empowering the people to say, look, you can make a difference. You signing in and becoming an organ donor would make a difference. You could save lives. Now, if you believe in your people, that's the way you go. But we don't believe in people. Britain doesn't believe in its people. And that's too much hard work. That's too hard. So what they did is they just passed a law, because that's what politicians love to do. And you now have to opt out. And there's a fear. Can you imagine, maybe not now, but maybe in 5 years or 10 years down the road of when we continue this dreadful path of tyranny. Can you imagine what the pressure is going to be like if you opt out? You want to opt out. What's wrong with you? Why are you a hater? Why? Oh, maybe it's on religious grounds. You know, because there are religions which don't let you take someone else's blood. You don't want to pass on your organs. You think it's sacred. It's your vessel. What? You're refusing on religious grounds? What type of bigot and hater and uncompassionate hater are you? Can you imagine the blackmail these people will face? This is what happens when you live in a quote-unquote democracy. Your body is not yours. Government can change it overnight. And if there's a problem where people are acting a certain way, it's always a government law. The simple question is always this. Any problem you see in society, the one question it always boils down to, who do you seek to empower? Democracy and socialists and utopists and Marxists and progressives will always seek to empower a politician, empower a government, empower an elected official, a president, a prime minister, a political party. The idea of America, and I stress the idea of America, was to empower your people. It's why I finish this show the same way each and every week. America is great because Americans are good. Not because of Donald Trump or who's in the White House or who holds Congress, but because of your people. When you think of problems today, ask yourself, when you come up with a solution, who do you want to empower? A politician or the people?
Freedom's Disciple with Jonathan Dunn on demand.
The Blaze Radio Network.